This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's our number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Some good news out of Denver, Colorado, where activists who had been arrested for handing out jury nullification information, their charges have been dropped. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And we can come back and talk more about James's trial. There's, I think, a few more things to, at the very least, discuss. The video, by the way, 7 hours long. It's encoding as we speak. Are you suggesting that it's a dull video? Yes. Well, at least the portion with the bureaucrats is pretty dull because they pretty much all repeat the same testimony.
It's kind of like, okay, we get it. There was a guy with a gun barricaded with the SWAT team around the corner, but we spent like a good 3 or 4 of those hours establishing that fact.
Well, they wanted the jury to believe this was a dangerous man with a gun.
I said, good God, I love the defendant, but this is just painfully dull. I would have shot myself if I would have been Judge Kissinger. I was just listening to like, how can you sit here and listen to this boring hour after hour crud?
In theory, like, most of that's not even relevant.
Yeah,
you know, they could have just been like, there's an armed man around the corner.
We'll stipulate
then,
to that fact.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay.
There were several armed men. Many of them were the police.
Yes. Some of them had AR-15. And it was just like...
And, you know, here's the thing. You know, it's great if you go out and just film the police doing nothing, but, you know, I think the times where you need footage is the times where, quote-unquote, it's most dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, the times where there's high tension is when you need that footage.
I mean, my idea of fun after a hard day of work is not going out where a man with a gun is anywhere. A suicidal man with a gun, I don't want to be anywhere near that site.
Yeah, that was a long day, too. You know, I mentioned, I testified, I think I got enough. You know, I started work at 5 a.m. that morning.
Oh, yeah.
I got off at 8
in the evening. And then your idea of fun after a full day of accounting at a construction firm, of being a boring accountant, is to put on a video camera and go out and film the cops.
Yeah, so I go out there. I get arrested. And then guess what I do? I wake up at 5 o'clock the next morning. I go back to work.
Yeah, James, you are just ruining the movement. You're ruining the liberty movement by all this activism of civil disobedience. What do you have to say to that?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, it's interesting that, so this was kind of an insight into, let's say, quote unquote, the public opinion. And one of the things I found fascinating is people say, you Keeniacs are hated and the whole city hates you and all the people hate you. And it was like, I made a little scorecard of the jurors and, you know, pretty much like I don't remember how many were in the pool, like over 50 there. There's like
about 60.
There's like maybe one that I really had concerns about. Like, yeah, this person might not like me. Everyone else is like, you know, it's just like a very small. Like the reality is that
most people don't know who we are.
Exactly. Yeah, there are fringes on both sides, and most people don't give a crap. You know, they just want
to. They
want
to go to their jobs, get their money, come home to their loving families, and just live their lives. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. You really don't have to go out and film the police if you don't want to.
Yeah, I tend to feel the same way about it. And, of course, the ones who are the most vehement, the ones who are the loudest are the ones who get the attention. So there's a local hate group here in town that has been around now for a couple of years, and they act like they're the only ones who think that everybody agrees with them. But the thing is, in their world, that is mostly true, because when they go around and they talk about how much they hate the activists, the other people who are in their lives already agree with them because, well, they're their friends, and so they're likely to think like them. Or if they don't agree with them, they're not likely to say that they don't agree because they don't want their friend or their coworker to hate them irrationally as well. So the people who disagree with them are more likely to keep their mouths shut and just let old so-and-so do their bad mouth.
And the defense attorney brought this up. He said, look, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the defendant wasn't out there willy-nilly for no reason. He wasn't trying to be a jerk. He wasn't trying to be confrontational with the trooper. The trooper came
up
to the defendant.
Yeah.
And he tried to reason with them, tried to comply with their orders as best he could, but ultimately the defendant had to make, James had to make and draw the line somewhere and say, well, look, you guys are, I was willing to be, I thought you were being unreasonable but first, but I'll do it the first and then the second time, but now you're just being jerks. You're not really concerned about my safety. You're just doing this because you want me to obey you, not because you're really concerned about my safety. I have a right to be here as afforded me by the First Amendment. And for me, what was fascinating is looking at the jury, because they were asking questions like, are you legally required to be told more than once to back up before you can be arrested? I'm like, well, as a lawyer, no. You don't. As a lawyer would say, no, you don't even have to be told once. If the officer says back up and you refuse, they can arrest you. So they were like, well, the trooper only said once, back up or you'll be arrested. Is the trooper required by law to tell him more than once for it to constitute? No. And the thing is, it was funny. He's like, well, I know. Lawyers forget that regular people are not lawyers. They kind of think a jury is like a jury of 12 lawyers, and not. It's a jury of 12 common sense citizens. And there's a big difference of a jury of 12 common sense citizens and 12 lawyers.
And that's an interesting point because, you know, I talked to a few attorneys about my case, and, you know, I guess they're very conservative by their nature, but they're like, you know, like, oh, I read the police report, James. We don't really think you have a case here, so... You know, a couple of the attorneys, I sent them an email. I said, hey, look what happened. You know, I did have a case here. I didn't want to rub it in their face. But, like, you know, like you guys should be willing to take cases to court. You know, that's your job, supposedly.
You know, ultimately, what constitutes disorderly conduct? I mean, disorderly conduct, we all kind of have an image. It's, you know, guys brawling in the street, creating a ruckus or fuss, slashing tires, doing stuff that we all would kind of like, oh, that's obviously something you shouldn't be doing. So if you have to look in the law to determine whether the person should be punished or not, you probably shouldn't punish them if there's that much.
If it's not clear.
If it's not clear, like, do you really need to look up in the RSA, the Revised Statute Annotated of New Hampshire, where it does it say in here you can't put a gun at somebody's head? So the defendant put a gun, walked into a bank.
You know that's wrong.
So I don't even need to look at the RSA to know something's wrong. And so a lot of the jurors were asking questions related to, like, this was a fascinating one. The freedom of the press. They were saying, are the police required to give more rights to members of the press than regular citizens? And I thought, this reveals the mindset, because in the mindset of the juror, I was pointing this out to James, like, the size of the camera matters. The fact that you had a tiny camera, that means you're not a quote-unquote real press officer.
It's sad, but it's true. Let's go to the phones. Gamma is on the line in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, James, and TJ the Spy.
James, you're the man.
And, thank you, sir.
You guys all right there? I heard about the New Hampshire epidemic this morning. I want to make sure you guys are all right.
Epidemic?
I blame James getting me sick because I was out in the cold and the rain, and so, I mean, even though it's not scientific.
What kind of epidemic are we talking about?
The great heroin epidemic.
Oh, another epidemic. Well, I thought you were talking about the epidemic of colds.
Yeah, they said it was the number one concern in New Hampshire, this Mr. Sanjay Gupta, the doctor for CNN.
Oh, God, not that. Oh, please, not Gupta again.
Okay. He came around on the marijuana.
Okay, so first of all, let me just say this. Imagine this as a headline in the front of the newspapers. 10 college students did heroin last night, and nothing bad happened. More at 11. Right? No, by definition, something's not news if it's common. And it's, you know, you shouldn't worry about heroin being an epidemic if it's in the news. It's when it's so common that it doesn't make the news, that's when you need to start worrying about it. And so you're not going to hear about all the times people do heroin and nothing happens. You're only going to hear about the stories where an 18-year-old went and did heroin, usually with a benzodiazepine or alcohol, and then they overdosed and died. You're not going to hear about the cases where a person was in severe sciatic nerve pain and did 5 milligrams every 6 hours for 2 months and then stopped and then was perfectly fine.
Gamma?
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that, you know, that they said it was the number one issue is what he was saying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is something that a lot of politicians are making hay out of here, and I don't want to minimize that there are indeed people who use heroin. And of course, this comes back to the discussion we were having earlier, where the issue isn't heroin, it's the fact that people are bored or frustrated with their lives, they're depressed, they're angry, they want to get away from something, and that happens everywhere. I'd like to clarify, we've been talking on this show for years about people and abusing opioids, and it's very common in all the United States, not just heroin, but you know, oxycodone, hydrocodone, these other
morphine.
Morphine. These other opiates out there are very, very popular, and I don't know which is actually more popular, because I remember in Florida, I heard a lot about people doing oxys, but I never heard about people doing heroin.
Yeah.
Well, you, you mentioned that as well, that that's how a lot of people get their start, is they start out with
Exactly. Ultimately, yeah, they're basically the same thing. Thanks, Gamma, for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453, and of course, the only way to solve the problem or the epidemic is to end prohibition, but yet very few people are proposing that as a solution. Join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
can join us if you want. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. More about the case of our very own James Cleveland, which was mostly a victory. The one charge hung jury 6-6, deadlocked for a five-hour deliberation. We'll get back into that here, but I also want to let you know how to save big time at Amazon. How about 20% off? Pretty much anything you want to buy from Amazon. How about 30, 40% off? All completely possible. All you have to do is be patient. The higher the percentage discount you want, the longer you need to be willing to wait in order to get that that percentage discount. So 20%, usually I get that fulfilled in like an hour. It's no problem getting that. 30%, it might take a few hours. 40%, you could be waiting a few days on 40%. And I put something on recently for 50% off. Finally got a bite on it today. So you get to choose over at saveitpurse.com. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin to get these incredible discounts. So you wanted a reason to get Bitcoin? Now you got it. Go to saveitpurse.com. Save A-T purse. Saveatpurse.com. And when you sign up through that link, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your future purchases. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
Let's take a break from James's trial and get into the details on Denver. What happened in Denver, Colorado, where a judge has dismissed all of the charges, this according to the Denver Post, against two men charged with jury tampering after handing out pamphlets in front of the courthouse. Mike Ayanaselli and Eric Brandt were charged with seven counts of jury tampering. The men, who are regular fixtures in the Denver protest community in July, were distributing jury nullification literature to people entering the courthouse. Denver District Court Judge Kenneth Plotz ordered the charges to be dropped after a motions hearing. Their arrests led to a federal civil rights lawsuit where U.S. District Judge William Martinez ruled the pamphlets were protected speech and the men have the right to hand them out on courthouse grounds.
By the way, do you realize how innocent you have to have a judge dismiss on a preliminary hearing, not have it bound over for trial? The prosecution has a very low
standard. Clear.
I mean, it has to be so gosh darn clear because, you know, when you actually listen, lawyers have a peculiar way of talking. Like they'll say, in a motion to dismiss, the evidence must be viewed in light most favorable to the state or prosecution.
The judge in James's trial mentioned
said that too. Yeah, and so it's like the judge has to sue. I have to assume everything the prosecutor says is true, that you did everything that they said you did, that you're not disputing any of the prosecution's facts. And even if all of that's true, there's still not enough to convict you. Only then can I dismiss. And so, I mean, you have to be pretty gosh darn innocent to be found to have a motion of summary dismissal granted on a criminal charge. You know,
David Lane was the attorney who represented both of the men in the cases and said the federal judge ruling did help boost his arguments for having the criminal charges dismissed. He accused prosecutors in District Attorney Mitch Morrissey's office of overreaching and abusing their power. People have a constitutional right to protest and distribute literature in public places, Lane said. Lane further said that it would be perceived as a losing battle for a first-year law student. Now, he said he's considering whether he'll file a federal lawsuit against the prosecutors for arresting and jailing his clients. I hope he does.
He has actually filed a lawsuit.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, civil rights attorney David Lane has filed a lawsuit in federal court on behalf of other jury nullification activists. So I'm trying to get that on PACER right now. By the way, if you sign up...
Are you sure that's not the original case they were talking about here where William Martinez ruled that the pamphlets were protected speech?
This one was... Oh, my bad. From 4 months ago.
Yeah, so that's the other case. So now he may file another case to possibly get some cash.
Well, we'll only know if it's yes or no by, you know, you sue, like, that's what you got to do, is you got to draw the line somewhere, have the police arrest you, and then sue them, and then if the jury says, yep, we totally think the police were wrong, here's
the
money.
Well, but wait a minute, you were telling your boyfriend to do the opposite. You had advised him no longer draw the line.
Because I have better things to do with my time than be worried, because you see, like, here's the thing for me.
How selfish
it's you. It's frustrating for me to be like, I love this person, and yet at the same time, there's nothing I can do to help them. Like, I can go buy the attorney coffee. That is like... How can
I help out? Didn't you pay for the transcripts?
I paid for the transcripts. I paid for James's suit, so that was like $2,000. But, I mean, after that, what can I do to help James beat these charges? I can go get the attorney coffee. That was,
well,
like my ability to help.
I mean,
I can hold signs. I can pass out literature.
You made some signs. You snuggled with him. I mean, that's helpful.
Yeah,
right?
Report.
Like, yeah. Creating.
I would prefer you just go up to Trooper Gazer. Like, Trooper Gazer, here's $2,000. Are you happy now? Like, does this help soothe your hurt feelings?
You threw a few verbal barbs out at the prosecutor.
Okay, so yes.
I didn't see you do that, but you did it.
Yeah, I mean, so it was like...
You know, one thing I always thought would be funny is, like, you know, like, when you're in trouble in school, like, okay, like, you need to say you're sorry to Trooper Gazer and look him in the eye.
We had a beer summit. You know, so Obama had a beer summit with the Cambridge police officer and, who was it, Skip Gates, Professor Gates of Harvard University. So the black professor who was trying to break back into his own home and the white officer, and I forget his name off the top of my head, but then they had the beer summit at the White House, huh. And the press was making a big deal, like, you know, the black person chose a red stripe, and Obama had this kind of beer, and I just thought, really, this is what the press is reporting on, is what kind of beer a cop and a black person, a black professor, who got into a shouting match, and the professor got arrested, and they're having what kind of beer at the White House.
And there was probably a lot more reporting on that than was on James Cleveland's trial, which sadly has thus far only gotten reported in the Union Leader and the Keene Sentinel. So it would be nice if more media actually cared about members of the media being arrested and being prosecuted, because as I was explaining to the Union Leader reporter, who was the only person who bothered to come besides activists to attend your trial and report on it, as I explained to her, you know, this affects all of us. When all of us in the media, when one of our people, you know, even though they don't work for your same company or they, you know, work for a competitor, when one of our people in the media gets attacked by the government, we all ought to care about that because, you know, if one goes down, then another's going to go down.
Well, let's be honest. If James had been a CNN news crew member and he had a big honking Betamax cam over his shoulder and was filming the thing, of course the Trooper Gazer and Trooper Yarrows, of course they wouldn't have arrested James because they would have realized, oh my God, if we arrest this videographer, it's going to be all over the news, they're going to make a big stink about it. So the gang of CNN news people and ABC and CBS, they'll be going to really make a big stink of this. So of course we're going to...
Well, one interesting thing is, so I think if it was the Keene police, they wouldn't have arrested me. And in fact...
No.
The Keene police officer there, Officer English, said in his report, oh, I immediately recognized who it was. I knew who James was.
James Cleveland. Anytime they show up, our day gets worse.
And they said, oh, the other guys are saying, oh, we don't know who this person is.
Well, they sure do know now.
They know now.
And it's funny, there's so many inconsistencies. Like, they're like, it was so dark back there that we were able to identify him in half a second. And you know,
With the tripod. We initially thought it was a gun, but in half a second we realized it was a camera tripod.
But they want to keep saying they thought it was a gun because then the jury might think it was a danger or something like that. So, more about Denver, where the spokeswoman from the district attorney's office said prosecutors are now exploring their options for appealing the judge's decision to throw the case out against the jury nullification activists. Quote, the district attorney strongly supports the First Amendment and the right to free speech.
Mm-hmm.
He is also obligated to uphold the laws of Colorado, which prohibit a person from communicating with a juror with the intent to influence a juror's vote. The charges he filed in these two cases allege
that specific conduct. Says, jerk.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. More on the jury nullification case. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The charges have been dropped in the Denver, Colorado cases against two men accused of so-called jury tampering for handing out jury nullification information, something that many liberty activists have had experience doing here in New Hampshire. We have it at 6 or 7 out of 10 counties regularly. There are people handing out jury nullification information to people coming into jury selection. And I think it's great activism because it really is the last line of defense against the state. The jury is the fourth and final check and balance. So when you're growing up, you go to government school. They explain to you, okay, kids, there's the executive and the judicial and the legislative branches, and they're checks and balances against one another. But they don't tell you about the final check, which is the jury box. That is the last chance Because if there's a bad law that gets passed by the legislature and gets enacted by the executive branch, and then, you know, they arrest somebody under that bad law, and then it goes through the justice system, and the justice system doesn't just kick it out as obviously unconstitutional, so it has not been checked and balanced out, even though it's a terrible law, the jury has the final say on that law. They get to look at that individual case and say, okay, yeah, they did find that guy with a pound of marijuana, but that shouldn't be illegal. Not guilty. That's one example of jury nullification. It's an incredibly powerful tool that you have as a juror that the court system does not want you to know about. And there's proof that they don't want you to know about it. That's why Denver and Michigan, and there's been just a recent arrest within the last few weeks, I believe, in Michigan, of somebody handing out jury nullification pamphlets to folks outside of a courthouse.
New Jersey and Philadelphia and New York, they've all had their run-ins with
Florida as well.
Yep.
Florida's put guys in jail over this for several months.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is bad, bad news. People getting arrested for one of the most core examples of freedom of speech. You're handing out information to people in a public place.
About a right they have. Yes.
Right. In a traditionally public and protected place. I mean, sidewalks and areas outside of government buildings are some of the most constitutionally and court precedent protected places to give people information.
So now let's clarify for the record, according to federal law, so I can't speak about state law, but under federal law, jury tampering is a very specific crime. It means you spoke to, one, a juror, two, in a case, three, about a specific matter before the court and told them explicitly how they should vote. So the thing is, like, if you were to go up and, like, if James was Ian was on federal trial for interstate transportation of dentures, say, and
dentures,
that's unlawful to do without a license. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, just play along with me. Ian's on trial for unlawful interstate transportation of dentures, and I go up to James, who is a juror in your trial, and I say, James, you should find Ian not guilty. That is jury tampering.
Correct.
Now,
if you should find him guilty, that would also be jury tampering.
Yes. But handing a pamphlet to James, the juror, saying, you know, anytime if you disagree with the law, you have a right. If you say not guilty, you don't have to justify your verdict. You know, there's a reason the jury deliberations are done in secret, so that you never have to explain your verdict to anybody. But if you say he's not guilty, guess what? He's not guilty, and the judge has to abide by your decision. So if you think a victimless crime, he shouldn't be punished, you have every right to say, yep, he totally did it, not guilty.
You know, it's one of those things, too, where it's another case of, you know, like, in our minds, jury tampering means, like, hey, you know, you better vote not guilty.
Or I'll kill your wife. I'll burn down your house. Or here's
$1,000
if you vote my way.
That would be the worst kind of jury tampering.
Yeah.
That would be, like, extortion with jury tampering or criminal threatening with jury tampering.
I mean, so often there's like I don't know, like to me, like disorderly conduct means something completely different than what I supposedly did.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, that's like, you know, I was out there
having a minor disagreement. It sounded like you were brawling with the police officer,
yeah,
getting tasered and
like
pepper sprayed.
You know, fighting people, or, you know, it's just ridiculous all the things that these people come up with. Like, oh yeah, that's jury tampering.
And here's the thing, James. What did you do to them that caused them to be so mad? Because
obvious.
No, it's not, because I've never seen
this who has caused thousands of dollars to be lost by the city of Keene. He's the guy who organized the Robin Hooding here in Keene, which conservatively has cost the city $50,000.
I mean, they would have otherwise
collected that.
When the prosecutor was coming in on the second day of the trial, I actually said, there she is, ladies and gentlemen. We've solved all the violent crime in Keene. Thank goodness we can move on to people filming the police now. And one of the court employees behind her said, leave her alone. She's just doing her job. And then you said, that's what they said at Nuremberg. And the guy came back out of the courthouse. He said, okay, I got to hand it to you. That was a great comeback.
I didn't expect him to say that, although he's kind of a cool guy.
And so the other thing is, when she came in the second day as the prosecutor, the female prosecutor was coming in, and I keep forgetting her name. What was it again?
Kathleen O'Reilly.
So Ms. Kathleen O'Reilly, the prosecutor, I said, good morning. Would you like some information about jury nullification? And tried to hand her one of the flyers, and boy, was she upset. She's like, God, of all the courtrooms in all the cities that these crazy people have to come to, they have to come to my courtroom.
Yeah, my attorney thought it's great. I was like, he was asking me, like, about some of our activities, and I'm like, yeah, we're the kind of people that will take parking tickets to court. And he thought that was so great. He was
hell
like,
yeah.
Oh, heck, like, you know, he was all excited about that.
Yeah. So let me ask you, answer it a little bit further, though, as to why target James. Because just saying that James cost the city of Keene $50,000 with the Robin Hooding over a year's time, that's, again, a conservative number. That doesn't explain why the state police would arrest James, right?
Right.
Because the state police don't really care about what happens to the city of Keene and their government budgets. But I think that there's also a game. I believe I have heard, you know, rumors. Okay, so it's hearsay, but I've heard that there's a little game that the police will play, which is to say that it's worth some sort of points to arrest a free stater. Like that there's a little competition going on to see who can arrest, you know, which free staters.
Well, I'm not sure that Sergeant Gaser knew who I was.
Right.
In the police report, he basically said, you know, he could have been mistaken.
Well, he knows who you are now. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Oh, if he didn't know who you were before, he will recognize. Because we saw him in Panera. It was Yaros.
We saw Yaros.
Yaroslan.
He's like, oh crap!
Yeah.
Oh God.
Wait. When was this? When did you see the other?
Back in August, I was took James out to Panera Bread, and we saw. He's like, that's the trooper that, or one of them that arrested me.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it's like, good morning, trooper. I've heard it's really easy to get arrested for filming the cops. So, like, can you arrest me for filming you right now here in the middle of the Panera Bread? And he's like, wow, where are these crazy people? Don't they know they're supposed to be afraid of us? And these people are coming and making fun of us and talking to us about our bad behavior.
See, now, I generally won't record in a private business unless I have permission from that business owner.
Yes, and I wasn't actually recording. So.
Okay. Yeah, I feel weird about doing that. The only exception I would make would be if the police came in and did something to someone. So, like, if all of a sudden the cops happened to come into the Panera Bread and I was sitting in there and they actually started arresting someone, I would then go ahead and start recording.
Sure, turn your camera off. You better turn your camera off or else I'm going to arrest you.
But generally, I always want to make sure I touch base with this.
You know, it's interesting, too. I remember I watched a clip from Ferguson and there was mainstream media in there. I don't know if it was CNN or ABC.
Oh, they arrested some mainstream media in Ferguson.
Yeah, they're sitting at McDonald's. They're working at McDonald's because there's Wi-Fi. They're
everybody out of here.
Yeah, no, they're like, you have to leave right now. And they're like, no, like, we're here eating and uploading our footage. And they arrested them for disorderly conduct.
They sure did.
Yep, the perennial favorite, disorderly conduct.
And I wonder what happened. Did they also drop those charges eventually as well? Because that's their common. It's fairly common where they'll just arrest someone, charge them, book them, and then ultimately later
usually
drop
if the
charge.
Media raises a big enough stink, the prosecutor will back down. It's kind of like a gang turf warfare, like the media versus the prosecution.
And there's that
state.
Thing where I think it was in Ferguson as well, where there's like a RT crew setting up, and the police are seen like throwing tear gas at the face of their camera, and then like when the reporters run away because there's tear gas, they go and they
knock the camera.
Yeah,
over,
they knock
they?
The camera over. So I mean, it's
like
ridiculous.
$50,000 camera.
Yeah, that's.
But that was mainstream media. That was like not some independent people.
By the way, freedom of the press, for those who are listening, freedom of the press extends to everybody. You, the listener, can go out and be a press person.
All you need is a camera, a pencil of paper,
microphone, or actually just your own eyes. If you go out and witness something and blog about
write it down later.
You're a member of the press. Yeah. And it's like, unfortunately, the jurors were they had this totally weird conception of what freedom of the press meant. For them, it meant if you had like a press badge and a big honking camera and CNN on the news, you had more rights than if you're just Joe Blow out there with a note and pad recording what people
said. We've got to change that mentality. But luckily, it still worked out pretty well. He does still have that one charge hanging over his
head.
Please
let them refile. Please let them come at us
they
again.
They could bring it back, the disorderly conduct charge. I guess we'll find out. They may have a 30-day window to refile that. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
50 P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now 1-800-647-9959. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-647-9959. That's 1-800-647-9959. 1-800-647-9959.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's good news out of Denver, Colorado, where jury nullification activists have had their charges dropped. However, the prosecutor's office is currently researching a possible appeal of the decision by the court to district court to drop the charges. And this was after a federal civil rights lawsuit where a district judge at the federal level ruled that the jury pamphlets were protected speech and the men have the right to hand them out on courthouse grounds. Thankfully, the bureaucrats in New Hampshire have been smart enough to avoid this particular conflict here. They have not arrested anyone in New Hampshire for doing the same thing that people have been arrested for in various other states. Let me continue with more of the story. By the way, joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian. Oh, sorry, guys. Let me try that again. I think I've got your mic muted. Try
James.
Now.
And TJ the Spy with an unmuted mic now.
The case over jury nullification has captured people's attention on many fronts. In the federal lawsuit, the Denver city attorney sided with the protesters, even though the lawsuit named Denver's police chief. The city attorney said the grounds outside the Lindsay Flanagan courthouse have always been a public free speech zone. Lane has been a long... So the city attorney... That's different from the prosecutor. So they're all attorneys, but one is like the main attorney for the city, and the other is the prosecutors for the police department. And so it was interesting to have two different sides of government being in disagreement there. Lane has been, this is the defense attorney in this case, has been a longtime foe of City Hall, winning millions of dollars in legal settlements over the years. The case also led to a dispute between the city and state court officials who sought to ban all public demonstrations outside of the building. Around the same time the lawsuit was filed, Denver District Court's chief judge issued a sweeping ban on all sorts of public demonstrations outside the courthouse in the name of security. Lane challenged that order, too. The back-and-forth energized protesters who returned to the Denver courthouse in full force after the judge's order. They set up tents, flew banners, and banged
the
on buckets.
The Streisand effect.
Yep, to draw attention to their cause. Throughout it all, the Montana-based Fully Informed Jury Association said the arrest brought more attention to their cause than they'd ever expected. Jury nullification is based on an obscure legal act from the 1600s that allows jurors to acquit defendants because they believe a law is immoral or unjust. And that's the summary there from Denver Post. It's only obscure because it's actively opposed by many of the people in the Justice Department.
Yeah. Well, they want to say, like that's one of the things the judge will say. You have to follow the law as given to you by me instead of what you think the opinion of the law should be. And I'm like, well, that's utterly absurd. Because just because the legislature says peanut butter sandwiches are illegal, and just because the police arrest you for possession of a peanut butter sandwich, ultimately you go in front of 12 citizens who have common sense and say, ladies and gentlemen, come on, really. Yes, I agree, the legislature banned the possession of peanut butter sandwiches. Yes, I had a peanut butter sandwich, but the law is stupid or unjust, or it is a just law, but I don't deserve to be punished so harshly. So I'm not saying I'm totally innocent, but mm-hmm. I don't deserve to go to prison for 30 years. I'd go to jail for a week would be okay with me, but not 30 years. So I ask you to find me not guilty because either A, the law is unjust and unfair or immoral, or it's a moral law, but the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
You can join us with your thoughts. If you've got any questions, jury nullification, we're all three of us are pretty intimately familiar with the concept.
Oh, yeah. I got my bill stamper, so I was passing my the bills. I stamped the back of them. Says, end the drug war.
But you didn't get around to actually doing the jury. We were talking on Wednesday night about how you were going to show up Thursday morning with
$1 bills
and
said, jury nullification explained in one easy paragraph.
You ended up, I think, passing out before you accomplished
that. Well, actually, I had a dream about it. So I actually had a dream that the prosecutor, they actually came after me and said, well, it's been so long ago, but I actually had a nightmare about it, like me getting arrested for bribing the jury.
Wait, you had a nightmare this week about
No, this? That night that I said I was going to do that,
that
I went
night.
To sleep and had a nightmare that I got arrested for jury tampering and bribing a juror. I gave him $1, and they were going to say, you gave $1 to a juror to try and influence his verdict of not guilty or guilty.
So that's why you didn't do it? Because you had a nightmare?
Yes. Well, I thought maybe this is not the time, considering I'm getting ready to go on a 2-month vacation with James around the country. Maybe getting arrested is not the most convenient thing. Like, if you're going to get arrested, I told James, I said, for God's sakes, try not to do it on our wedding night. If we're going to get married the next day, please do not go out and film the police the night before and get arrested. Because if you do, I'm going to be very, very mad.
One of the friends of the show, a guy in the local area, Capuzzo, he got arrested his wedding night. I don't know if you know that.
For disorderly, I think.
I think so. Yeah. For having a fire, basically, or not putting it out soon enough.
Yeah. There's this thing called, if you're going to miss the birth of your child, like Christopher David, he had a warrant out for his, he was the Uber guy, the illegal Uber driver in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So he was had a warrant out for his arrest for wiretapping. And
that case is still developing, by the way.
And that's the case is still ongoing. Boy, we have interesting things. We don't we never are accused of robbing or stealing or, hurting anybody. We're accused of, we filmed the police, we were driving without a permit, you had a couch without a permit, you refused to sit down, Ian, that's why you were arrested, remember they arrested
me? First time I was arrested, I've been arrested 8 times.
One interesting thing, at Porkfest, you have people sell things on the honor system. The only time I had anything taken during Porkfest, I had a Kim Light.
That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the yearly
camping
festival.
Coming up in June, make sure you reservate your tickets now.
So I had a Kim Light, and some kid was like, oh, that looks really neat, and they took my Kim Light from my campsite, and I was just like, whatever, but you know, other than that, I've never had anything taken from me, so.
By the way, I don't know if Porkfest tickets are available yet, TJ. Usually they go on sale at the Liberty Forum, which is coming up in about 2 months. So if you want to get the best price on the Porkfest tickets for 2016, you should be at the Liberty Forum, because they usually sell it at a super discount there to the super early birds who are willing to sign up before basically anything's been announced about it. I think they've selected the dates for this year, but I think that's about all that that officially has been done.
Now, I have never been. I've been told by my friend Colin at the Quill that it's the most wonderfully awesome. It's like a Bonnaroo mixed with a Burning Man mixed with libertarian anarchy love fest.
Yeah, I mean, having not ever been to Burning Man, but having known people who have been and certainly done some research on it, I would say it is nothing like Burning Man as far as art exhibits are concerned. I mean, that's ultimately the focus of Burning Man is the really creative artwork that is available to be experienced at Burning Man. And then, of course, one of the things that's similar to it and Burning Man or Bonnaroo is that there's no shortage of various different substances being used by various people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But on the other hand, it's also kind of got this family atmosphere in certain parts. So
I think it's really neat. It's just that, like, a social experiment, like, you know, like, okay, you know, you have a week to put your ideas into practice where it's basically, you know, quote unquote libertarian or
ladies and gentlemen.
It's not like there's no rules there, right? It's just you're there by choice. You know, there's trade going on. It's just wonderful.
I always say, Mom, you wouldn't believe. It was chaos. There were people giving haircuts who weren't licensed barbers, and people were dying all over the place. There were ears getting cut off. Blood was running all over. Oh, wait, none of that happened. There were unlicensed barbers giving haircuts for like $5. And you know what? Nothing bad happened because the government wasn't regulating things.
There's been unlicensed haircuts, unlicensed tattoos.
Unlicensed vendors of food.
Vending, unlicensed beer sales.
Ian, you little troublemaker, you, sir, went up to one of those nice taxing bureaucrats. The New Hampshire Tax Authority came to come to pay
for the
first
time.
And you had to say, sir, I disagree with what you're doing. Why are you here, sir? And the guy was politely trying to explain to you what would happen if they didn't have a sales tax certificate. And you were, I think, having a small disagreement with him, weren't you?
You could say that, yeah.
Just a tiny one.
It is
fascinating. It's like an insight into these people's mind. Like, well, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to put him in a cage. It's going to be, you know, we'll send him a piece of paper, and then, like, okay, well, what happens if they don't pay the fine? Well,
they don't want to admit it. They don't want to talk about it.
It is such cognitive dissonance. It's just
what happens if they don't want to get your permit? Well, they won't be in compliance. And then what? Well, we'll have a meeting. And what happens if they don't want to come to your meeting? So, and then you finally just say, let's cut to the chase. You're going to have men with guns, put these people. Look, I'm tired of arguing with you. And then he goes up to the first vendor, and the vendor ignores him. And, like, it's like, wait a minute, we're not used to this happening.
No, vendor didn't ignore him. The first vendor they went to, and they only went to one before they left the park. That vendor didn't ignore him. That vendor is a sort of regular vendor at fairs all around the North.
So they actually have the paperwork.
So they do have the paperwork at that particular
vendor. Oh, I wish I could have been the first bid. I've been like, up yours, you tax collector.
That would have been awesome. That would have been awesome if the first vendor was actually
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. Because, you know, you're a tax collector. You're a government official. I have a Fifth Amendment right to not talk to you. So if you want to demand my paperwork, send me a subpoena, and I'll answer you in 2 weeks once the festival. Over.
Like, hold on, I'll go to my printer and I'll print out a permit for myself.
I'm sorry, do you want a real permit or do you want one I forged on my... How do you know if I have a real permit versus one I faked on the printer?
I like the meme of the Ron Swanson character from Parks and Recreation.
Have a landmine,
where his permit says, permit, I can do what I want. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Coming up, you can share your thoughts with us. Also, a taxi company owner is threatening to not serve customers on New Year's Eve. We'll tell you why.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.